Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We are here live to address your questions and real-life issues and invite your calls to 1-800-677-9377. If there's something you'd like to talk about, call now, 1-800-677-9377. The Word of God offers true freedom and life in Jesus Christ, and we invite you to listen and take part to learn how the basic gospel intersects with your life every day. Hear it, believe it, live it. It's Basic Gospel. Now, here's Bob Christopher.
Well, the basic gospel is simply this: Jesus Christ is alive, and because he's alive, he can bring contentment to our hearts and souls. And that's what we've been talking about this week, and it's certainly been a subject that is resonating, striking a chord, I think, in people's hearts. Yesterday on our second broadcast, Tammy called us, and she said, "I've been looking for contentment and peace in all the wrong places." And that search eventually led her to Christ, and we had the wonderful privilege of leading her to the Lord yesterday. Several other people wrote to us afterwards, emailed us, and said, as you were praying with Tammy, I was praying right along, and I received the Lord as well. And so we just really had an amazing day yesterday on air. And we want to continue this topic of contentment because, as I said, I think it's really resonating with people. That's something that we struggle with in life. And today we're going to look at a special passage in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews 13, verse 5. And by the way, Andrew Farley is joining us today. And so, Andrew, it's great to have you with us.
Hey, it's great to be here, as always, Bob. Well, enjoy it.
Yes, indeed. Well, here's the verse, and I just think this is a power-packed verse, and it really, I think, is going to lead us right to the basic gospel. You know, what is it? And the writer of Hebrews says this, you know, after this 12 chapters of talking about Jesus and the fact that he's superior to everything, and he's ushered in this new covenant in which we can have freedom and life and forgiveness and all of those incredible things, he comes to the end and he's drawing some conclusions, and he comes to this verse and he says, "Keep your lives free from the love of money." And that's our big topic this month, grace and money. He says, "Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, 'Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.'" Now, that's one of those connectors. That's one of those dots that gets connected to the gospel when you realize that Jesus Christ is alive. That guarantees that promise, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you look at this idea that, I need more. I need more money. I need more security. I need more satisfaction. And the gospel is just blowing that to smithereens. I mean, it says that you'll no longer hunger in Christ, you'll no longer thirst in Christ, that if you have Jesus, he's enough to bring contentment and rest. You've got something that's unshakable and unbreakable, and you can be satisfied with his presence. And I guess that's the real hook here, is that we've got his presence 24/7 without interruption, no matter what, whether for richer or poorer, you know, in sickness or in health. And you notice that I'm using marriage language there. Well, we're the bride of Christ. And so he's already modeled this thing of, "I'm going to be with you no matter what, through thick and thin." Your contentment is not going to come from your circumstances. I mean, that's a big one. Your contentment is not going to come from changed circumstances, but it's going to come from these new covenant, grace-filled thoughts, sometimes in the midst of old circumstances that never change.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about it on today's program. 1-800-677-9377 is the number to call right now. If you are struggling, if you want to know how to experience peace in life, to find true contentment, we ask you to call today. The Word of God has some amazing truths that can move you in the right direction, where you can finally be satisfied in the very depths of your heart and soul. So call right now, 1-800-677-9377. Again, our theme verse for today is Hebrews 13:5. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." That is good news. That's basic gospel. So come on in. Be a part of today's program. 1-800-677-9377. 877.
Well, Bob, we've got an interesting email from a gentleman named Randy, who's writing from Oregon, and he's asking about church attendance. And I think this contentment issue speaks into his question. He says, I live in an area that has many churches, but I have found that none of them deliver the message of our Lord and Savior in the way that we do, for example. There are others. The truth has set me free, so I listen each and every day to your broadcast, and on Sunday mornings I listen to the weekly Sunday service. I sit alone in front of my computer and sing songs to which I know the words, and I wouldn't do that in church because I can't sing in public. I do not commune with other believers. Should I commune? What am I doing? I believe is good. Am I correct? How does contentment speak into assembling with other believers?
Well, that's an excellent question, and I think that's a question that a lot of people have, Andrew, as far as, you know, finding a good church, finding a fellowship to really settle down with and to invest in as far as your time and just giving of yourself. And I do think it speaks to this issue of contentment, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're streaming a service. You're streaming one there out of Dallas, and we're streaming one here out of West Texas. And yet we still encourage people, okay, you could sit at home and watch an hour-long service on a screen and feel somewhat part of that group. But there's nothing like it, just sitting down even with one other believer. I really think, you know, we're talking about contentment, but we're also not saying, hey, you're supposed to be a Lone Ranger Christian here on your own. I would say no way. I would encourage people to seek out at least one other relationship where they can sit down over a cup of coffee and talk about the Lord, talk about their lives, pour their hearts out to each other. You know, it says where two or more are gathered. That means it doesn't take a mega church here, but it does mean that we're human and we're built for relationships. So the Lone Ranger Christian thing just does not work well. You have to keep in mind, though, I am not going to get all my needs met from church. I am not going to get my needs met from other people, but God has designed me to be in fellowship, in connection with other humans, in relationships. That's just the dynamic, the part of being the body of Christ, which is something bigger than just one of us.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly right. We're looking to church to bring us contentment and happiness and peace and rest and all of those sort of things. And our focus has to be on the Lord. That's the one who anchors us. And when we're anchored in Him, then we have objective eyes as far as church is concerned. And I think we can see it from God's perspective instead of our own selfish perspectives.
Yeah, you know, we're called to service. We're not called to be served. Well, you can't serve others unless you know the contentment that Jesus Christ gives you in the first place.
Yes, indeed. Well, 1-800-677-9377 is the number to call. We would love to take as many calls as possible on today's program, 1-800-677-9377. Well, let's talk to Dana, listening to us on WMCA in New Jersey. Hi, Dana.
Hi. I'm so glad I got to talk to you. I had many years of drugs and being out there and not believing, and I finally come to my senses, and I believe in Jesus Christ now, and I am never alone, and as I can be in my apartment all by myself, but never feel alone, and it's just an amazing thing. I've been blessed.
Well, Dana, yeah, that is amazing indeed, and that promise, God will never leave us nor forsake us, that is just so true, isn't it?
Yes, yes. And you know, every day that I can be sober and just thank God, I am never lonely, and I'm never looking for something else in life, with which I used to do that. I used to always be looking for something, and I don't have to look now. I know that I have Jesus Christ in me.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Dana, it's interesting how we become believers and we just begin to rest in this sufficiency of, oh, I've got Christ, He is enough, I'm never alone, He'll never leave me. And yet some believers, you know, 1 year or one decade later, they find themselves shopping again. They're shopping for something more. You know, they've been told that they need more of the Spirit or more of Jesus or more blessing or more spiritual gifts or something. What I love about your call is that you are fresh off of a decision to invest in Jesus Christ and Him alone. And just want to encourage you that there's nothing greater out there. There's nothing more to chase after. You found Him, and He really is all you need.
Yes. And like I said, I'm just a blessed person. And it was a very, I didn't know anything about Him. And I went to my pastor and said, you know, I believe in God now. And I had been baptized just about 5 years ago. And I was baptized, but I still didn't have Jesus Christ because I didn't believe. And I just one day went to my pastor and said, you know, I just don't have this thing of Jesus, you know. And it just was a slow process, but I have it now, and it's just amazing. Life is amazing, and I live every day to the fullest.
Yeah. Well, Dana, that is fabulous, and thanks so much for calling in and sharing your story. What I'd like to do is put you on hold. We have a new believers packet. I would love to put that into your hands that would just really ground you in the Word of God and enable you to see what this gospel message really is as God declared it through the gospel writers, through the New Testament writers. So let me put you on hold. We'll send that to you. Our compliments, our gift to you. And God bless you in your new journey with Christ.
Thank you. Yeah, Thank you.
You hang on the line, Dana. Well, 1-800-677-9377 is the number to call. Go ahead and call right now. We still have time on the clock and space for you. So we would love to hear from you. If you're wrestling with this issue of contentment, now is a perfect time to call. If you have money questions, how to handle money, how to give, all of those sort of things. That's what we're talking about as well. It makes for some really interesting conversation, especially when it comes to money, because that's such a sensitive subject.
And it's not.
And we all have these issues about money. But if we will just open those up and lay them on the table, I think we'll be in a position to really receive what God's Word has to say to that about what God's Word has to say to us about money. And give us a proper perspective. So we would love to hear from you on today's program. 1-800-677-9377. Remind our listeners about our special offer this month. It is a two-message CD entitled Grace and Money. It comes with a booklet called Giving the New Covenant Way. We would love to put that in your hands. It's available for a gift of any amount this month to Basic Gospel. All of the information on how to contribute to what God is doing through this outreach is online at basicgospel.net. Again, that's basicgospel.net. Well, let's go to New York and talk with Gil, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Gil.
Oh, happy day to you guys. Happy Sheep Day.
And to you as well, Gil. Nice to hear from you again.
You guys hear me okay?
We sure can.
Oh, praise God. Okay. I want to share a verse. I believe it's in John 16:33. It says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have life. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." In light of that, there was a fire today in New York City, an explosion and all of that stuff. Sometimes people come up to me and say, "Where was God when this happened?" And how could I be a blessing to those people when they ask me a question like that? Because sometimes it's not easy to answer them if they don't have the fullness of the truth. But I just want to share God's grace with them when they ask me that question.
Well, that's a good question, Gil. I remember when 9/11 happened, and we went on the air that day, and that was the question that came to us on that particular broadcast. And I know, Andrew, that's something that you hear time and time again. So where is God in those tragic situations?
Well, Bob, I think that it's really important. You know, Gil's question just makes us think, well, what about the drunk driver at the street corner that killed the little girl? And what about the 9/11 incident? And what about hurricanes and tornadoes and natural disasters? And you could go on and on with the but what abouts. And I think ultimately, you have to come back to the issue of circumstances. And did Christ say, behold, I've come to give you new circumstances. Behold, I've come to give you cush circumstances and easy living. Well, not really. What he said was that he would be our comforter and that he would be our counselor and that what he put on us spiritually would be easy and light, but not what's on us physically or coming from planet Earth. So I like to tell people, hey, Gil, you know, planet Earth comes at us, but Christ works in us. And as we begin to see that everything that is thrown our way from planet Earth, that we don't put a Jesus stamp on all of that. Jesus was not a master puppeteer up in the sky who was causing the drunk driver to hit that little girl at the street corner. No, but he is the comforter and the counselor for that family. And the hope was never in this life and never in this world. Jesus said he wants to be life to us, not just some sort of better circumstances. And so I kind of liken it to the idea of going to a play. If you went to a play and there were five actors on stage and you walked away and said, wow, wasn't that an awesome one-act play by that one actor? Well, if you only saw one act by one actor, then you didn't see the whole play. Well, the Bible says there are many actors in the theater of life. There's the world, the flesh, the devil. You know, there's the fall of Adam. There's a human decision. So we don't want to put a Jesus stamp on everything that happens and say he caused it. We have to realize planet Earth comes at us, but Christ works in us.
Mm-hmm. It sort of reminds me of what you said about counselor and helping us. It reminds me of the verse that I memorized years ago, John 14:26, where Jesus says, but the counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything that I have said to you. Because Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's not the idea that everything that hits us is going to be good looking. It's just
right,
that everything
exactly.
works out, though, for us. But, I mean, how do you say it works out? Well, it works out in a spiritual way as we get to know Jesus better. Because let's face it, apostles were crucified upside down, taken from their homes. You know, they were tortured, killed. I mean, this is no promise of cush circumstances. And anybody that says it is a liar.
So
we need to put our trust in Jesus as our comforter, our life, our source. But he is not telling us that the world outside is going to be painless or easy.
Right. And the word comforter, in the NIV it says counselor. Is counselor still the correct word for a comforter in John 14:26?
Well, I mean, you look at the role of the Holy Spirit. I mean, there is consolation, consoling someone when they're hurt. There is counselor, which is also called guide into all truth.
Right.
And then comforter would be a lot like a consoler. You know, comforter comes in the context of, hey, I'm leaving you, but I'm not leaving you. I'm coming back to comfort you no matter what happens. So I would say the answer is yes. Yes, he's a consoler. Yes, he's a comforter. Yes, he's a guide into all truth. Jesus is our everything. I guess that's what we're trying to say today on the program. Jesus is our everything. Thanks for your call.
Thank you. It reminds me of the woman who called before that was comforted by Jesus that she's never alone. It reminds me back of the verse you said, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So I just want to repeat that again for the listeners.
Well, thank you, Gil. We always love hearing from you, love hearing your questions, and you keep growing in the Lord.
Well, thank you. Pray for me. God bless you.
Sure will. Well, let's go to Brooklyn, New York, and we'll talk with Annie listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Annie.
Hi.
How can we help you today?
Well, I've been feeling a little uneasy. I'm a Christian woman, and I go to a local church, and I love them dearly. But I just feel very uncomfortable about something that the senior pastor said and says on a regular basis. And I've just been praying to find out what it is. And I know there are others that have problems too, but we really want to keep gossip and everything out of the church. But he did say something which I really, if it is of God, then I just want to really respect that. And I do hold him with high esteem. But he does say something like, if we disagree with the pastor, we need to swallow it hard and just take it because it's more important to keep the church together. And he said that this Sunday. And I just found it very uncomfortable to hear that because I love him, but I just feel like he's so full of pride. And we've tried to talk to him, and the other pastors have tried to talk to him, but he just, you know, he's stuck in his ways, very old-fashioned, and he just doesn't want to listen to anyone. What do we do in these situations? Because I've left the church before, and then I came back because I knew this is where God needed me or wanted me. And I just really want to please God. And if it is true what he said, then I want to respect that.
Annie, that's an excellent question, and I think it's one that we all need to address, because sometimes we put those guys in the pulpit up on a pedestal, and we just blindly believe what they say and never challenge anything they say, never bounce anything they say off the Word of God. And that's when we get into trouble. That's when we've put ourselves into a position to be led astray. So obviously something's going on inside of you. There's trouble within your heart that's being stirred by some of the things that he's saying. And I think it does good for you to pay attention to that. So guys, how would we handle that situation? What's the next step when something like this is going on inside of us? What do we do with it?
One of the things that Annie described is that they already have taken some of those next steps, that other people in leadership have already spoken to this, mm-hmm. this man about the situation. As a parishioner, as just a local member, you don't have a lot of power. And so you have to listen to the Spirit to decide whether you stay and work within the system or whether you leave. But if you're working within the system, then the system has to work. And if like the elder board or other leaders have already spoken once to this pastor, then it's time for the entire elder board or perhaps the entire church to intervene. That doesn't mean you're going to fire him. You're trying to restore this situation to the way that it should be. You don't have to be afraid of that. Follow the Spirit. Walk by faith and bring the truth out.
Yeah, you know, Annie, I also think it matters what in the world are we talking about here in terms of topic. I mean, are we talking about a moral issue where there's been a moral failure of some kind? Or are we talking about he doesn't want this color carpet on the stage? Or are we talking about the worship music? He doesn't like a particular style and wants to stay with older hymns instead of faster music. Or, I mean, you know, it really, a lot of this depends on how big of a deal this is. There are deal breakers when it comes to doctrine about Jesus, the resurrection, the death, the burial, the resurrection of Christ. There are deal breakers, but then there are smaller matters. And I guess in the end, we really have to use discernment and act in love.
Yes, and I agree with you, and I thank you so much for the comments. They're smaller issues. They have nothing to do with it. It's not a moral issue. And then we don't want to nitpick. It was just that one, you know, this one here really stirred my heart. I mean, it literally got up. I was crying. I don't know why I was so emotional about him saying that. I think it just felt very insensitive to say, well, if you disagree with me, well, swallow hard and just take it. I just felt that was very insensitive, and I just want to know, is there something in the Bible that backs that up? I know that there are in the New Testament where we are to hold them in esteem, but is it true that if we do not agree with them, we don't say anything?
No, I think you need to have open lines of communication. I agree that the pastor probably overstepped his bounds when he said, my way or the highway. That's not what church leadership is about. There's no one man with all the power. It should be a discussion, and you know, even if it's a discussion among leaders, there's never to be one man who rules over all. That man is the God-man, and his name is Jesus.
Well, Annie, we're out of time on today's program. We sure appreciate your call. You hang on. I want to remind our listeners about our offer, Grace and Money, a two-message CD series, along with a booklet, Giving the New Covenant Way. We want to put that in your hands. It's available for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel this month, a gift of $10, a gift of $50, a gift of $100, a gift of $500. We'll go a long way in reaching people for Christ and connecting them to his love and grace. Will you help us? Will you stand with us? We need to hear from you today. All the information on how to give is at basicgospel.net. We'll see you again tomorrow at this same time.